This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and you take Adderall and you think you're going to be able to get your prescription in the next week or two, you might want to double check with your local pharmacy, as pharmacies are reporting shortages of the attention deficit hyperactivity drug Adderall. Adderall is a stimulant, and it is a very common and popular medication used for attention deficit, but apparently, a lot of places are reporting back orders. And for those of you that require it daily to function and get through work or school, you miss out on your prescription, it could be a problem. Now, people want to know, why are we now dealing with back order? Is it supply chain issues? Is it? I mean, it could be part of that. But according to Bloomberg, there's a bunch of reasons for this. One is the demand has soared. More people are getting these medications. Now, they can't work at home. The online, they're not paying attention. They're distracted. Netflix, their kids, the pets. They need to be able to concentrate. ADHD now, it's easier to get some of the medications because some telemedicine platforms are now writing it. The telemedicine platforms I work for, you can't write controlled substances. But there are some that are dispensing controlled substances. So more people are able to get them. So more people are now purchasing them. So these companies that were making X amount now realize that they have to make even more. So Bloomberg said that that multiple states, including California, Indiana, Michigan, had patients who went to CVS or Walgreens pharmacies in August and September and were told that the medicines were out of stock. Some were told they have to wait at least a week to get their medication. The pharmacy companies said that they had not always had Adderall available. They said there are supply chain challenges with the drugs. That's according to Walgreens spokesperson Rebecca Paycheck. She said the issues are affecting both instant release and extended release Adderall. CVS spokesperson Matt Blanchett said that the company's pharmacies are able to fill them in most cases. So we have several drug manufacturers, but they say the problem started with Teva Pharmaceutical, who had a labor shortage. They're the top seller of Adderall in the U.S. Adderall, amphetamine, dextra, amphetamine. It's a stimulant. And Teva was one of the top sellers. This led to a limited supply of brand name, generic instant release with the labor shortage. Then three other companies, Amneal, Rhodes, Purdue, a subsidiary of Purdue, Novartis, their generic extended release Adderall is on black order, back order. So the disruptions are occurring when there's record high demand. And I get multiple calls a month from individuals who say, I have attention deficit and I need to be put on Adderall or Ritalin or one of these medications. And I'm like, that's great. Let's look at the criteria. And the criteria, just to quickly review, for ADHD, if you notice you're making careless mistakes, you're having trouble with attention, you can't keep your attention, you don't seem to listen when spoken to directly. Oh, that's my husband. You fail to follow through on tasks and instructions. Yeah, I told him, right, to water the plants. I told him to help clean the pool. Doesn't follow. All right. Exhibits poor organization. There we go. And he doesn't have attention deficit. But, you know, a lot of people think that their spouse has all this. So, like, go get some medication. They avoid or dislike tasks requiring sustained mental effort. Well, I feel that way. You can feel that way when you're burnt, you know. Loses things necessary for tasks and activities. We lose our keys, yep. You're easily distracted. You are forgetful in daily activities. Wow. Okay, maybe I have a little bit of this. I tell you what I do have, though. I do have some hyperactivity. So hyperactivity is when you talk excessively. If you blurt out answers. Oh, in class, I would blurt out answers. I didn't care if they were right. I didn't care if they were wrong. I just was so excited to be that student. And I was like, subsquamous columnar epithelium. Did I get it right? No, not exactly. You know, pseudostratified squamous columnar epithelium. Oh, man, pseudostratified. Okay, that's okay. Can we move on? So if you have difficulty waiting your turn, okay, when I have to pee and I'm at a sporting event or a concert and I can't sit there, I'll go into the men's room. I just can't wait. It's ridiculous. Do you interrupt or intrude on others? Do you fidget with your tap your hands and feet? So here's my thing. I don't want a blood clot, so I do tap my legs because I don't want a blood clot. And I taught myself to do that. I also don't like the inactivity, and I want to burn some energy. So who cares if I'm hyper? Do I leave my seat in situations where remaining seating is expected? No, I'll sit through a movie. Do I feel restless? No. Do I have... oh, boy. Do I have difficulty engaging in quiet, leisurely activities? Maybe. But I don't really have friends that go, let's read a book together. Let's sit next to each other and read our books. I don't really have friends like that. I don't. Yeah. Are you on the go and you act like you're driven by a motor? Okay, that doesn't mean I need medication. I'm just a little hyperactive. But these are symptoms of ADHD. So what I want to bring home with this, and Adderall being on back order, I don't have, you know, a list of all the other medications and to know if they're on back order. But a big mistake a lot of people do is they start to get bored at work. And we spoke about that. Do you have ADHD or do you just hate your job and you're not interested in it? Or do you really not like what your partner's telling you? Is the movie boring? Or do you really like to multitask? Do you really love your game that you want to play a game while the movie's going on? You know, we've kind of trained ourselves to be a little bit more attention deficit in terms of, you know, I could text, I could watch a movie, I could multitask all at the same time. But when somebody says, I took my friend's Adderall or Ritalin and it helped, so I must have the disease. Well, a lot of us will improve when you take a stimulant. That's what stimulants do. You feel more focused. That doesn't necessarily diagnose you. These medications, one of the challenges we have is if you can't get your prescription, it's really difficult to get because they're controlled substances. So talk to your medical providers about what other options in case these are on back order. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when we look at people with common sense in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, and we look at what's going on with our border, I think the majority of people, again, that have common sense, look at the situation as not good. And that's okay. A lot of Democrats are comfortable saying, look, we need to do something about it. It doesn't mean we're going to lose an election, but this is our national security. People are dying, trying to get here. It's an issue. And that's okay. Obviously, the extremes muddy the waters, politicians who are worried about re-election, such as like Kamala Harris, says, oh yeah, the border's secure. I believe Kamala Harris, in an interview, said that the border is open, not closed. Sorry. She had, I believe, said we have a secure border and that it is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. Kamala said the border is secure, but we have a broken immigration system. It's particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed. Now, mind you, I want this situation fixed, so I will have an open mind as to what got us here. I'm just a little confused as to what happened in the previous administration that is leading to daily deaths. We told you about how around El Paso or near the Rio Grande, there's at least one person a day dying, whereas it used to be no more than 12 a year, which still was 12 too many. But now every day somebody is being pulled out of the river. Well, I don't know what happened 4 years ago that's making that happen. We didn't have that issue. And so, sadly, the more some of these politicians say stupid things like that, they're going to sink themselves politically. Now, I know a lot of individuals are saying that are on the other side or on the side of, let's say, the Biden administration is looking at what Texas Governor Greg Abbott's doing in terms of sending immigrants that come into other cities. But when the border towns are asking for help, and the ranchers, and the people living there, and they're arming their daughters, and they're worried about their pets getting killed. Apparently one house got robbed, and they killed the pets so they could get into the house, allegedly. These are things that, this is where the government, if they have good leadership, will be all on top of. And they're like, look, none of our citizens should feel unsafe. We should not have a porous border that could really risk our national security, especially with the fentanyl deaths, especially with crime, cartel. We will fix the process so we make sure asylum seekers, you know, that need to be here for safety can get here, but we prevent bad elements from coming in that can bring crime, rape, murder, destruction. That should be the answer. Not, oh, we have a secure border, we have a, you know, and here's the other thing, too. Even if a politician touts how things happen in customs departments at airports, well, you can't fly into New York and into America without going through customs. Well, you might have a fantastic customs department and process, but a border is not secure when you have an opening, a leak. You could have a beautiful jug of milk, but if there's a hole in the bottom of it and the milk is pouring out, you don't have the jug of milk. So you can't say the border is secure if there are people sneaking over in camouflage. It just doesn't happen. And so one of the most brilliant moves, as long as it's consented and these individuals want to go to these other cities and not be in the heat in Texas, is the idea of letting other cities help out. And if the other cities won't come down and build more shelters and bring more food, then bring the immigrants to them. And that's drawing a lot of criticism, but it is at least getting these other, you know, states involved to maybe go, okay, this might be an issue. So Governor Ron DeSantis took responsibility for flying 50 migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. He apparently took credit for this. The plane originated in San Antonio. They made stops in Florida and South Carolina and then flew to Cape Cod. There were only 50 people, and Cape Cod's gorgeous and the weather's nice. You know, the legislator did appropriate $12 million to hire private companies who could move migrants out of the state. The governor had recently said the program was on hold. This was in Florida. But when people don't understand what these individuals are going through and they're coming with and they need food and shelter, Texas can't handle all. Texas has to use their money and their funds that they're given from the government for their current citizens and residents. They're overwhelmed. Illinois now has called, I believe, a state of emergency, an emergency disaster proclamation. Why? Because of hundreds of asylum seekers pouring into Chicago by bus from Texas. That's only hundreds. Texas is dealing with thousands. So this isn't all in Greg Abbott's head or DeSantis's head. If you have Illinois governor, if you have these other governors that are saying we need to declare a state of emergency, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the influx has brought the city to a breaking point, and that is just a handful of the individuals that are coming across every day. Then maybe somebody will listen. The whole situation is sad. The U.S. government, you know, should be there for all states. We shouldn't have migrants needing to sacrifice their lives or be trafficked just to get to America. We shouldn't have, we shouldn't be in this position. It's sad all the way around. What are we doing about it? Mayor Adams said New York is struggling to shelter, educate, and provide health care to a rush of migrants, largely from Central and South America. The Wednesday statement followed criticism from legal aid advocates that said dozens of men were illegally denied shelter earlier in the city. I think, here's the thing. It's people are upset that Abbott has done this, but if Texas doesn't have shelter, it's almost, somebody could argue, it's almost his responsibility to send them to places that will have shelter. And these are sanctuary cities. And these sanctuary cities, they've won elections, these politicians won elections, saying we will have you here, we won't deport you, we will give you a home. 60 men were given shelter early Tuesday. We're just talking 60, and they're overwhelmed. More than 11,000 migrants have arrived in New York City since May. 11,000. Abbott has tried to put pressure on the Biden administration to help alleviate the impacts from the surge of border crossings. Thousands more people are expected to arrive each week going forward, according to Mayor Adams, and the surge is unprecedented. In Illinois, Pritzker's order allows the state to deploy 75 members of the Illinois National Guard and to provide everything from transportation, housing, and medical treatment. Buses from Texas have arrived almost daily since August 31 without advance notice and have already transported more than 500 people to Chicago. So 500 people caused him to sign a disaster proclamation. Do you guys understand why Texas is having issues? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. This is pretty blatant. And you don't really see hardly anybody cover it. Fox News will cover it. And it's sad to know that people are dying to get here. And it is very unsettling to see people in camouflage jump over the wall or scurry over certain barriers to try to get to areas in America that they feel they won't be then deported from. So Pritzker said, let me be clear, while other states may be treating these vulnerable families as pawns, here in Illinois, we're treating them as people. You know, I understand people are accusing Greg Abbott of this, you know, using them as political pawns, but here's my thing. If I have a hospital that's overwhelmed, I need to transfer that patient to a hospital that has a bed. You can only do so much. So there's an argument that Abbott needs to move these people to areas where they can get shelter and food, if no one's helping him with the border. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Numbers out Thursday show the government received 213,000 initial requests last week, down from the prior week's 218,000. Tragedy is averted as rail leaders come to an agreement that will prevent a nationwide strike. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike right before the midterm elections. Railroads and union representatives have been in negotiations for 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday to ink out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down the rail lines across the country.
Tennis star Roger Federer posts on social media that he's retiring from competitive tennis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last year or two, we've started to brew a new sort of controversy that is sadly bad all around. And it is destroying the talent, the debut of many artists and what they're able to do in these movies, in these TV shows, as Hollywood, and we always see this when people try to play catch-up or defense, try to rectify something that happened in the past that might not have been the right choices, and then ends up causing backlash. And so what I'm talking about is how there's now this, you're a racist or you're not a racist, as people are looking at The Rings of Power or House of Dragon or The Little Mermaid. And here, I appreciate the art of all of them, and I think they're all amazing. Can identify where these companies are going wrong and where the public is going wrong. But that's not how the media displays it. So one of the latest controversies, which shouldn't be, is The Little Mermaid is now being a live, rather than a cartoon with Ariel. It's now a live animated production. I forget what the term is. And it is a very, very live action reboot. And as we saw with Aladdin, Lion King didn't do that well, but Aladdin was a hit. Many of these really are people, rather than watching cartoons, and people are starting to kind of lose some of the cartoon enthusiasm, they really, really love these live-action reboots. So when I saw the trailer of Little Mermaid, I thought it was fantastic. I think it's Halle Bailey, who is the star. Exquisite voice. She's exquisite. I think she's going to be a fantastic Ariel. But there are many individuals that are out there wondering and frustrated by the, and this is, if I can explain both sides, okay, I think she's going to do fantastic. I think The Little Mermaid's going to be a hit. But there are many individuals that are looking at many of these classics that were made. I think The Little Mermaid was a Hans Christian Andersen, was written in the 1800s. It's a Danish story. But by the way, the movie isn't exactly the way The Little Mermaid cartoon was with Disney. Disney always takes a very bloody, very serious story and kindergartens it up. So The Little Mermaid, I mean, it's a pretty painful, there's a lot of drama in that. And Disney softened it up. I'm not sure why they gave her red hair if it was supposed to be a Danish character in the cartoon. But anyway, so people are wondering why in Hollywood now, all these characters are now becoming more diverse. Now, I know why. It's because Hollywood made the original Lord of the Rings, made the original Hobbit, most of the cartoons. They didn't introduce a lot of diversity for decades. And Hollywood is now playing catch-up. And they don't want to have an all-white cast anymore. They don't want to have a predominantly all-male cast. Look at how Friends has now been criticized because they didn't have enough diversity. So moving forward, Hollywood wants to make sure that they don't get, you know, accused of not being diverse and inclusive. And it is allowing the opportunity of individuals who have been sidelined for decades in the arts to be able to be a part of these classics. I love it. I think, you know, the casting of The Rings of Power, the casting of House of the Dragon, the casting of The Little Mermaid, I think it's fantastic. I think it's fine. But I'm wondering if what Hollywood needs to do is maybe with their new content, additionally, you know, understand that we have a diverse population. Because what is happening is individuals who really love the story and who really love the adaptation, there's already criticism with remakes. Whenever there's a remake, there's criticism. Beverly Hills Cop is going to be coming up with a reboot. I don't know if they're going to do a remake. I think it's just going to be another sequel. I'm excited for it, but people are saying it's not going to be good. Well, yeah, because now people have to be more politically correct. Axel Foley won't be able to say a lot of stuff that he did. It was really, really funny in the 80s, but, you know, when he cusses now, it's not going to draw the laughs because everybody's kind of used to cussing. So they, you know, remakes or sequels or and even prequels always kind of face a wave of criticism. But Hollywood is feeling the pressure to deal with the criticism that they didn't have diverse casts and crews and even perceived racism in a lot of their older, you know, cartoons and shows, such that they have some work to do. And I think The Little Mermaid live action reboot is going to be fantastic. Again, you got to see, when you see the trailer, it's exquisite. Halle Bailey is a phenomenal singer. But when people are looking at You know, well, Ariel is supposed to be redhead. She's not, okay? It's a Danish story. But when people are used to a typecast, or like the Hobbits being boys and not girls, I think what's happening is some of the public, and trust me, the media, I mean, I see the headlines. They're calling them racist, they're calling them sexist, they're calling them misogynistic. There is a term for those who are nostalgic. And, you know, nobody wants to see Michael Jackson white. Michael Jackson's black. We want to see him black. We want to see Prince black. We want to see Pat Benatar who she is. There's this, you know, Archie Bunker. You know, if you try to make Archie Bunker somebody of a, it's a different character. And so maybe while Hollywood's trying to reboot and redo all these previous shows, which is already drawing criticism, because people are like, just make new content. Make new content. You're not going to rectify the fact that most of your stuff was very, you know, one-sided in terms of how you depicted the population or your audience. So make new content that's more diverse. And I wonder if maybe that is the answer. I don't know. It's nobody should be frustrated. We should not be having these conversations. We have a very diverse, amazing population, you know, mixed race, people of all races, and we love Hollywood representing them. But people feel like it's the checking of the boxes of some of these shows and movies, where rather than, you know, making the story, you know, the way it was to make sure, okay, you know what, we don't want to get in trouble. So here we go, which is another thing that's almost also insulting too. Okay, we got to have a woman fighter pilot. Somebody just cast a woman. One of the fighter pilots has to be women. Otherwise, you know, we're going to get the woke police on us. That starts to insult women as well. You know, what I really feel bad about is poor, you know, Halle Bailey, who is in this amazing trailer, this is going to be huge for her career. She's going to be fantastic. She is going to be an amazing Ariel. But it's now being sullied by this controversy of, well, why did you change the race? Well, I don't even think the original Ariel was Danish. So that's moot. So, you know, I think Rings of Power did a fantastic job. I think, but I understand how people are a little, it's hard to see girl hobbits, you know, when you fell in love with Frodo and Samwise and all the other hobbits. I get that it takes some getting used to. But we have had a very large predominance in Hollywood of lack of diversity. And they're going to want to rectify that because they've been one of the slowest too. 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you had kind of written to me about that report that some researchers in Temple University are being investigated for possibly manipulating data on Xarelto and its ability to heal the heart. And one paper had to redact one of the studies. And there's multiple papers, multiple studies being looked at. And it starts to shatter your faith in the medical community. Well, this might shatter it a little bit more. We're being told by one report that this concept of walking 10,000 steps a day was not really scientifically based. I like it, and I'll tell you why I like it. But where it originated, we're being told, was by a Japanese company after the 1964 Olympics. This Japanese marketing campaign wanted to sell pedometers back in 1964. Now, there might have been other studies looking at it. Remember, we spoke about how one study looked at how many steps can help deter dementia, and it doesn't necessarily have to be 10,000 and all that. But apparently 10,000 daily steps has been, for decades, held up as the holy grail. Weight loss, staying active, lower cancer, dementia, heart disease. And in fact, today's fitness trackers are set to a default goal of 10,000 steps and will buzz, ping, or send you a congratulatory notification if you hit the target. Even private health insurances are even using those as benchmarks. But people are asking, where did the number come from? According to Daily Mail, it was a clever marketing ploy by a Japanese company trying to sell pedometers in the wake of the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games. At the time, there was an increased focus on fitness in the host nation, and firms are trying to capitalize on, you know, what they could sell. And, you know, all the attention they got with the games. One campaign involved the marketing of Yamasa's pedometer called the Monpo Kai, which literally means 10,000 steps, meter, 10,000 step meter, in Japanese. But they say this arbitrary figure was never grounded in science. Instead, the number was selected also, well, because it's an easy number. You could just say 10,000. If somebody says you need 11,251 steps. No one's going to remember that. Professor Tom Yates, who's a world-leading expert in the field of physical activity and sedentary behavior at the University of Leicester, told Mail Online that there has been no evidence to start with. But the campaign, and a very successful one, kept going on. And also back then, you didn't have as much scrutiny. You know, now if a doctor says you need to use them, well, still, we have doctors and people tout health benefits of stuff, and the FDA is falling all over themselves trying to figure out what's out there that's information, misinformation, a good product, not a good product. And so people will say, oh, yeah, I'd say do this. I think you need to stand on your head. Wasn't that in the 80s or the 70s we were told we had to stand on our head to increase blood flow to the brain? But that wasn't very good because of the pressure. You know, I mean, people pull stuff out of the retroperitoneum all the time. So they say since then, studies have consistently shown that 10,000 daily steps is a good ballpark for anyone looking to stay healthy. And it appears much more beneficial than if you only did 5,000 steps. But we haven't really done a lot of studies. There recently has been two studies. One looked at 78,500 people in Great Britain between the ages of 40 and 79, which we talked about. They wore a pedometer for 1 week to measure their movement. Their data was banked, and they suggested 9,800 steps was optimal for preventing dementia, which basically cut the risk by 51%. And it was at least 25% higher for those who only walked about 3,800 steps a day. But the researchers found that even if you did just 6,300 steps a day, it still gave you a 57% lower risk of developing dementia. Power walkers who walked faster, like more than 112 steps per minute, they could lower their risk even more. So, quicker walking pace was also found to reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, and early death. So, this was something that we talked about, I believe, last week. And it kind of brought into question whether maybe it's not just the steps, but it's also your walking speed. And what I like about this study, even though it's not easy for us to take, is I've always been of the thinking that, you know, when you work out, you need to sweat. And walking is good. Walking is very, very helpful. But you can't equate walking to running on a treadmill or lifting weights. Walking is a much different, just relaxed walking, like with the dog. I walk a little fast because the dog, you know, walks me. So I walk pretty fast, and sometimes I have to slow it down for my husband. But most of us, we're leisurely. We see a neighbor. We look at a house for sale. We grab the brochure to look at, you know, how it's decorated on the inside and what it's selling for. Then the dog does a poo-poo, and you pick up the poo-poo. You're like, I need to find a garbage. And you're not really doing, you know, an actual dedicated hour and a half long workout. So I do love the fact that we might have to step it up a little bit without falling. You know, we might have to sweat a little bit. Researchers from Denmark and Australia questioned whether walking speed might be more important than the overall step counts. It was an observational study. We can't say, all right, you two people, you're going to now walk this many steps. You're going to walk this many steps. We're going to look at you in 10 years to see if you had a heart attack or not. These are where we kind of look back and go, huh, these people that walked this much had this sort of health outcome. So it's observational. So, you know, there was another study in March which suggested anything about beyond 8,000 steps a day was useless in terms of preventing an early death. U.S. researchers looked at 15 studies focusing on 47,000 men and women over the age of 60, the age at which many of us will, you know, start to face more cardiac issues. The team compared the number of steps taken each day with their likelihood of dying from any cause over several years. To find the optimal step count, they divided participants into four groups: 3,500 steps, 5,800 steps, 7,800 steps, and 10,900 steps. Then they looked at their medical records, and they found there was roughly a 40% lower risk of an early death among people who got 5,800 daily steps. This rose to 53% in the two highest groups, but the effect flattened out between 6,000 and 8,000 with no added benefit. So they thought that, okay, well, after that many steps, you don't get much more benefit. Well, I mean, I don't get that. Don't you want as much physical activity as possible? So these studies have limitations. And so this 10,000 number, I have no problem if you want to use it, because I think it's a fantastic goal. And I think it's better than people going, well, it doesn't matter, so I'll just, you know, sit this one out today. No. If you want to get up from your desk and you want to try to walk back and forth in your house or apartment and try to get some extra steps, despite the weather out there, so you could get those steps, go for it. I think it all helps. But we just can't say, hey, guys, that 10,000 number has been published in The Lancet and British Medical Journal and JAMA and all that, and it has been time and time again been proven that if you have 9,999, you're not going to get the benefits. You just can't do that. So you want to stay healthy, you got to exercise. You got to eat your fiber. You have to have fruits and vegetables every day, 5 to 9. You need to get fish, beans, legumes, unsaturated fats, water, you need to hydrate, limit the amount of salt. These are things that need to be, you know, and then exercise, at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity, cycling, brisk walking every week, and strength exercises on two or more days a week. 1-877-DELI.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.